A Channel of Light, August 4th. Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Ananias could scarcely credit the words of the angel, for the reports of Saul's bitter persecution of the saints at Jerusalem had spread far and wide. He presumed to expostulate, "Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name." But the command was imperative, "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel." Obedient to the direction of the angel, Ananias sought out the man who had but recently breathed out threatenings against all who believed on the name of Jesus, and putting his hands on the head of the penitent sufferer, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost." Thus Jesus gave sanction to the authority of his organized church and placed Saul in connection with his appointed agencies on earth. Christ had now a church as his representative on earth, and to it belonged the work of directing the repentant sinner in the way of life. Many have an idea that they are responsible to Christ alone for their light and experience, independent of his recognized followers on earth. Jesus is the friend of sinners, and his heart is touched with their woe. He has all power, both in heaven and on earth, but he respects the means that he has ordained for our enlightenment and salvation. He directs sinners to the church, which he has made a channel of light to the world. When, in the midst of his blind error and prejudice, Saul was given a revelation of the Christ whom he was persecuting, he was placed in direct communication with the church, which is the light of the world. In this case, Ananias represents Christ, and also represents Christ's ministers upon the earth, who are appointed to act in his stead. In Christ's stead, Ananias touches the eyes of Saul, that they may receive sight. In Christ's stead, he places his hands upon him, and, as he prays in Christ's name, Saul receives the Holy Ghost. All is done in the name and by the authority of Christ. Christ is the fountain, the church is the channel of communication.